Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
May grace and peace be upon you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿来自父神和我们主耶稣基督的恩惠和平安临到诸位。
May you know that God is with us and is for us.
愿大家知道神与我们同在，并且帮助我们。
Before we turn to Galatians chapter 3,
在我们开始加拉太书第三章之前
I'd like to first tell you a story.
我想先给大家讲一个故事。
And there was this boy who was very argumentative.
从前有一个男孩子，他非常的爱争辩。
And perhaps especially with the adults.
尤其喜欢和大人争辩。
And perhaps especially with the parents.
更可能他尤其喜欢和自己的父母来辩论。
And it's out of a lot of curiosity of why this, what if that.
这个孩子呢，他有很大的好奇，他经常问为什么会这样？如果这样的话，那又会怎么样？
But at the same time, it's also a lot of pride.
但同时呢，这个孩子其实也是充满了骄傲。
Wanting to be smart, wanting to be right about things, even things that he doesn't know.
他希望显示自己是很聪明的，希望自己知道很多事儿。他其实很多事儿他并不知道。
And arguments oftentimes break out over the dining table.
很多时候呢，在晚餐桌上，这个孩子就会争辩起来。
So much so that his mother eventually made up a tune.
他的争辩多到一定的程度，以至于他的妈妈呢，就是习惯用一句话来描述这个现象。
So whenever these arguments break out over the dining table, she would sing. This is a translated version. The war has begun.
就是说在晚餐桌上，当这个争辩又开始的时候呢，妈妈就会说。战争又开始了。
And so praise the Lord, it was God's grace that the parents were patient with their son.
感谢神，这一对父母呢，对他的孩子是非常有耐心的。
That the adults were generally patient with this child.
所有的大人们呢，对这个孩子也是很有爱心。
That love is patient, love is kind was in operation.
在这里呢，我们就看到圣经的金句：爱是忍耐，爱是恩慈，确实的实现了。
Because one who is oftentimes very argumentative is also one who is not very attractive.
因为可以想象，一个总爱和大家争论的人，可能不是那么讨人喜欢的。
Always trying to find something wrong, always trying to find something to prove.
他总是想在找茬，总是在想找别人的错处。
Yet it was also God's grace that one day.
同样也是因着神的恩典，有一天。
An adult seemingly ran out of patience on this boy.
有一个大人呢，好像对这个孩子的耐心到了一定的极限。
And proceeded to put the boy in his place.
所以这个大人呢，就来管教这个孩子，让他知道他到底是谁。
I was put in my place.
事实上，这个孩子就是我。
For the better.
发生这一切都是为了我的好处。
So I was put in my place. I can remember where it happened.
就是我被打回我应该待的那个位置，而且我今天还能够清晰地记得那天发生的情形。
So I don't remember what I was arguing about with that adult on that fateful day.
我记不得那个好像决定命运性的那一天，我和那个大人到底在争论什么内容。
This was about more than 25 years ago.
这已经是大概25年前的事了。
But I do remember being aggressive in my tone and rude in my approach.
但是我确实记得那一天我在言辞上是咄咄逼人的，我的态度也是比较粗鲁无礼的。
And so I was rightly called out on it.
所以我被这个大人责备也是我应得的。
So praise the Lord for the grace of discipline of tough love.
所以也谢谢神，他有这样的管教，有这样的这种严厉的爱。
So what did the adult say to me that put me back in my place?
那么那个大人对我说了什么，以至于我被打回原形呢？
The person said, "You are a PK. You are a pastor's kid."
那个大人对我说，你是牧师的孩子。
This is not right for a PK.
你这样做是不对的，因为你是牧师的孩子。
It's something along those lines. Again, I cannot remember exactly what the person said, but this is along the same lines.
这个大人还说了一些其他的话，总的来说就是沿着这个思路在阐述。
And I do not remember if I argue back or I just stop arguing altogether.
我也不记得我当时有没有再回嘴哈，还是就乖乖的听了。
I'm hoping that I stop arguing.
我是希望我当时没有再继续的争论。
And I don't remember jumping for joy or praising the Lord during that moment or the days or years after that.
在当时以至后来的若干天或者很长的年月，我并没有为这件事而欢欣跳跃来赞美神。
But today, I would say that I thank the Lord for that moment.
但是今天我愿意说，我真的是感谢神，那天发生了这样的事。
Because as I was thinking about this memory, as this memory in fact was brought back, I was thinking, wow, there was a good moment.
因为当我今天回想的时候，我意识到那一刻其实是对我来说是受益良多的。
Although I know that given my younger self, I think at that moment I would be so angry.
但是我想，作为年轻的我，十几岁的我，那个时候我可能是很生气的。
So why thank God for that moment?
为什么要因为那个时刻来感谢神呢？
It's not simply for halting me in my path of sinful aggressiveness and rudeness.
并不仅仅是因为借着那个时刻，神让我停止了我那种很罪恶的，总是很粗暴，总是很咄咄逼人的那样的成长。
But that moment was instructive of His truth.
更多的是因为那个时刻，神真正的把他的真理指示给我。
Since you're a pastor's kid, the aggression and rudeness are not befitting of who you already are, a pastor's kid.
就是因为你是一个牧师的孩子，你那样子攻击性的那样的粗鲁是不合宜的，因为你已经是牧师的孩子。
And you are not casting aside the aggression and rudeness so that you could be accepted as a pastor's kid.
就是说，不是说我必须要把这些个不妥当的言行。 停止下来，我才可以被接受成为牧师的孩子。
But that you are casting aside the aggression and rudeness exactly because you are already accepted as a pastor's kid.
恰恰相反，正因为我已经是一个牧师的孩子，所以这种粗鲁的这种攻击性的这种言行是不合适的。
So in a similar way, Apostle Paul was greatly unsettled by how the Galatians were seeking ethnic markers as the affirmation of their Christian identity.
所以呢，在这个经文里边，使徒保罗也对加拉太人寻找一个除了耶稣基督之外的他们是基督徒的身份的这样的认可，他感到非常的不安。Because
the identity of the Christian comes from Christ alone.
因为作为一个基督徒的身份，这个确据只能是从耶稣基督那里获得的。So
perhaps Paul would be saying something of along the lines of, since you are a Christian, finding salvation outside of Christ is not befitting of who you already are. You are a little Christ.
所以保罗在这里就说，你已经是基督徒了，那么你在基督之外，你又想寻找一个救恩的证据，这个是不合适的，是不对的。And
that you're putting aside the commitment to the law as the way for you to be saved, you're putting that aside exactly because you're already accepted in God by Jesus Christ.
因为借着耶稣基督，我们已经被神接受作为他的儿女，那么我们就不能够再从遵行律法上来寻找，好像这才是救恩的途径。Jesus
Christ is your only way, your only truth, your only life that brings you back to the Father.
耶稣基督是唯一的道路、真理、生命，把我们带到神的面前。
Even the law itself tells you that.
即使是律法本身也是告诉我们这样的信息。
So why are you now trying to use the law as a way to say, only now am I a Christian?
所以这些加拉太人他为什么要又要翻过来，又借着遵行律法来成为自己救恩的手段呢？
And as we start to read Galatians chapter 3,
当我们来一起读加拉太书第三章的时候，
we'll find that Paul is using very strong language.
我们发现使徒保罗用了非常强烈的一些话语。
Because he wants to rock our souls in a way.
因为他真的是想震撼摇醒我们。
To understand that one will be a fool to forsake the blessed life in Christ for the cursed life in the law.
因为他想告诉我们，一个人是很愚昧的，如果你愿意 放弃你在基督里被祝福的生活，而转向一个在律法下被咒诅的生活。
So, let us now stand.
请大家起立。
If you are able to,
如果你可以的话。
We will read in verses 1-9 in English.
我们一到九节用英文来读。
And then verses 10-14 in Mandarin.
十到十四节用中文来读。
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? Understand that those who have faith and are children of Abraham, Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. In Chinese, please.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的。因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。律法原不本乎信，只说行这些事的，就必因此活着。基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法。因为经上记着说，
凡不常照律法书上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，
因基督耶稣可以领到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
My apologies, I missed verses 5 to 6. But we'll read verses 6 to 7 again, first in English and then in Chinese.
好，我们现在再用英文，再用中文来读一下六七节。
So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham.
正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Our Lord has spoken through his apostle Paul.
我们的神通过使徒保罗来向我们说话。
May we take heed in its hearing.
让我们来谨慎遵行。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
And so this is the God-centering instruction for us to live by.
这就是一个以神为中心的一个教导，让我们来以此来生活。
The Galatians chapter 3, the first 14 verses tells us.That anyone who has faith in Jesus Christ, meaning that the person is committed to Jesus, is one blessed by God.
加拉太书三章一到十四节就告诉我们，只要是信靠并委身于基督耶稣的人，就是蒙神祝福的。
Anyone who is committed to Jesus Christ is the one blessed by God.
任何一个人如果他委身于基督，那么他就是神所祝福的。
And the reason why there's an expounding or expansion of the definition of faith to understand it as committed is this.
为什么要就是要进一步引申，就对这个信心有更多的解释呢？原因是如下。
Because in our present day and age, we often think about faith as simply I acknowledge intellectually.
因为在当今的社会，我们说到信心的时候，很多时候我们是指我们相信，我们所看到的。
And we could even just say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I believe that there was a Jesus."
我们可以说啊，我相信曾经有过耶稣这个人。
But biblical faith is always about commitment.
但是圣经所做的这种信心，它总是涉及到委身。
It is a decision to stick with Jesus no matter what.
它就是表达无论情形如何，你总是要坚定的与神与基督连接在一起。
Just as the lyrics go, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
就像有一首歌所唱的，我决定跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。
And we're sticking with Jesus, we're committing to him, not only for the redemption of our sins.
我们和耶稣基督联合，并不仅仅是为了让我们的罪得赦免。
But faith also brings us to be transformed in our being.
信心也同时使我们的生命得到更新。
So Jesus is not only this Uber driver to take us out of hell.
所以这个耶稣呢, 不仅仅像是一个出租车司机一样,
and to say, oh, yeah, you have arrived at your destination, now you can get off.
而且对我们说, 现在你到了天堂了,
and you don't have to pay because I've already paid the cost.
而且说你都不用花钱,
he's not just an Uber driver to take us out of hell.
耶稣基督远远不仅仅是一个把我们从地狱带出来的这么一个司机而已。
He is the super duper uber creator savior to make us into citizens of heaven.
他是一个了不起的很棒的把我们从地狱里带出来而且并且使我们成为天国子民的这样的一位救主和我们的主。
And commitment to Jesus, to have faith in Jesus, is to have transformation in our being.
所以我们信靠神, 我们委身于基督, 就是说我们自己的生命要得到更新。
So in Galatians 3, Apostle Paul continues to remind the Galatians that the life of a little Christ is always Christ committed.
所以在加拉太书第三章, 保罗就告诉这些加拉太的信徒们说, 一个真正的信耶稣的人, 他们是, 是要委身于基督的。
And the life that is Christ committed is the truly blessed life.
而一个委身于基督的生命是一个真正被神祝福的生命。
Which means to say that if you are finding your life committed to something else or someone else, that would be a cursed life.
换句话说, 如果你发现你所委身的是除了基督耶稣之外的某些事或者某个人, 那么你的生命其实是被咒诅的。
And so we are asked the pressing question, is Christ enough for his little Christ?
所以我们就要问这样一个问题, 耶稣基督是不是对一个信主的人来说就足够了?
Especially when it comes to our understanding of what a blessed life is.
当我们思想什么是一个蒙神祝福的生命呢?
From now to forevermore.
从现在一直到永永远远。
Do we say Christ is enough?
我们会不会说耶稣, 只要有了耶稣就足够了?
So anyone who has faith in Jesus is one blessed by God.
任何一个, 信靠耶稣基督的人都是一个蒙神祝福的人。
Let us now read this statement first in English and then in Chinese as our confession.
让我们也一起用, 先用英文, 再用中文来读这句话。
Anyone who has faith in Jesus Christ, committed to him, is one blessed by God.
只要是信靠委身于耶稣基督的人, 就是蒙神祝福的。
May this more and more assuredly become our conviction and our worship.
愿这句话越来越多地成为我们的, 信念, 成为我们的, 敬拜。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
holy is your name.
圣洁是你的名,
may you be greatly praised.
愿你大得颂赞,
by the work of your Spirit,
借着你的灵的工作,
baptize us in the gospel of your beloved Son Jesus.
让我们在你爱子耶稣基督的福音中受洗,
secure us in our faith in Jesus alone.
也让我们在唯一靠着耶稣基督这样的信心中我们得到安全感,
and transform us in our obedience to Christ alone.
到我们顺服耶稣的时候就能够, 更新我们的生命,
all to your glory forever and ever.
所有的这一切都是, 都是归荣耀给你。
In the name of the one and only Savior Jesus, we pray and ask.
我们这样祷告, 感谢是靠着我们唯一的救主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
If you look, if you look into the text,
如果大家读这些经文,
at verses 10 and 11,
看那个10到11节,
Paul tells us that all who rely on the words of the law are under a curse.
保罗告诉我们, 任何一个人他, 如果把他的信靠放在律法上, 那么他就是被咒诅的。
And initially hearing that could be quite unsettling.
我们第一次听这句话, 可能会觉得很, 很奇怪, 很不舒服。
Because I think we've heard through our Christian life that the Word of God is good.
因为我们整个基督徒的生涯, 我们总是被告知, 神的话是好的。
And the law of God is good.
而神的律法也是好的。
So how is it that all of a sudden, relying on the works of the law is under a curse?
所以现在怎么会突然之间, 你信, 单纯的靠着凭律法就成了咒诅呢?
So we have to now make a very important disclaimer.
所以我们在这里必须要做一个非常重要的, 宣言。
And that is, Apostle Paul was not telling the Galatians that the law is wicked or the law is a curse.
就是说在这里保罗并不是对哥林对加拉太的信徒们说说这个律法是不好的或者说律法是一个咒诅。
And Apostle Paul wasn't telling the Galatians that your commitment to the law is wicked.
保罗也不是说你委身于就是要遵行律法这个并不是错的或者是咒诅。
So what does it mean when Paul says, for all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse?
那么保罗说一个人想要靠着律法来得救就成为被咒诅的他到底是想说什么呢
He's telling us that it is not the commitment to the law that is problematic.
保罗是说你决心要遵行律法这个本身没有问题。
It is this commitment to the law for our own justification that is problematic.
有问题的就是说你要借着遵行律法来得到救恩这个是错的。
That we are relying on the law and saying that, okay, I've obeyed the law, therefore I should be justified by God.
就好比说我们遵行律法然后呢以此为理由说、哦、因为我做了这个所以神会来称我们为义。
That is problematic because it's saying that Christ need not die on the cross. I could have just followed the law.
因为这样说话之所以是错误的就是因为他暗示了我耶稣根本没有必要在十字架上死因为我们靠着自己遵行律法就可以得救。
And it is to say that the law itself is enough for redemption.
也就是说，好像这个律法本身就足够的可以使我们得到救赎。
It is this reliance on the works of the law for salvation that is problematic.
所以就是说，依赖遵行律法才得到救恩，这个是有问题的。
Again, this is not trying to earn your salvation.
也就是说我们不是说靠自己可以挣得救恩
In fact for the Jewish Christians they understand that for the longest time God has called them to obey the law
因为对于所有这些新成为基督徒的犹太人来说他们知道神一直要求他们遵行律法
So for the Jewish Christians it was a big struggle for them to say Wow now I only need to trust in Christ alone
所以对于这些遵行律法都遵行惯了的犹太人来说对他们来说现在是一个很大的挣扎就是说从现在开始我只要信靠耶稣就够了
And it's as if Paul would come to us and say Stop being so Chinese, just be a Christian And you go, what does that mean?
就好比说耶稣今天来到我们中间说你们不要做中国人了你们只要做一个基督徒我们会很震惊就说你到底想说什么
you know, Stop being whatever ethnic groups you are from Just be a Christian And you go,But I've known more about my ethnicity than my Christian faith.
就好比耶稣对所有的人说，你不要再做你原先做的那个人，不管是中国人、美国人，你只要做基督徒就好了。大家会觉得很奇怪，因为我们对于如何做中国人比如何做基督徒好像知道的更多一些。
So this commitment to the works of the law for salvation is a form of disobedience.
事实上，就是说你靠着遵行律法来赚得救恩，这个本身就是一个。不顺服的表现
It is not trying to earn your salvation, but you're disobedient in how you're to receive your salvation.
因为你这样做就是说，这和神的教导如何得到救恩恰恰是相悖的。
Because Paul says, it's the reliance. This is meaning that we are basing the works of the law as the basis for salvation.
因为保罗就指出了你企图借着遵行律法得到救恩就是你把你的这个依赖的根基找错了
And the reason why he says that that is a cursed kind of reliance because it is not in Christ alone
为什么保罗说这是一个被咒诅的方式呢就是因为你这样做的时候你没有单单的把眼光注目在耶稣身上
They will still find themselves doomed eternally They will still find themselves doomed eternally
如果他们这样做的话，他们就会发现在永恒里他们是注定灭亡的。
Because that is not God's way.
因为那不是神给我们的方式。
And what is even more problematic is that only certain laws were committed to.
尤其有问题的就是说，他并不是说让你遵行所有的律法，而是遵行律法中的某几条。
Circumcision and eating kosher were highlighted as the two main.Works of the law that people had to do so that they can be a real Christian.
就是接受割礼，吃洁净的食物，这些被特别的强调，好像你必须要遵守这两条，你才可以得到救恩。
The Galatian Christians have been told that you can only truly become a child of God if you become a Jew. You take on this identity markers of a Jew.
因为这些加拉太的信徒被告知，就是你必须要遵循这两条，你才能够真正的成为神的儿女。你要拿上，你要接受这个作为犹太人的一个记号才行。
And so Apostle Paul was telling the Galatians, "You are doomed if you believe that only these specific works of the law will save you."
所以保罗就告诉他们，如果你们认为只有靠着这两条你才可以得到救恩，那么你就注定在永恒中会灭亡。
Because this itself was a faulty thinking.
因为这是一个错误的想法。
Because the book of the law itself demanded full obedience of every single law.
因为在这个律法书里边就要求了每个人必须遵循律法书上的每一条诫命。
In verse 10, the second half of 10, verse 10, it says, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law."
因为在第十节的下半部分就提到，如果一个人不是遵行律法书上的每一条，那么他就是就是不被祝福的。
So it's not that the law is bad.
所以说，并不是说律法是坏的。
But for you to cherry pick.
但是对你来说，你只挑其中的某两条。
And then to say that, okay, as long as I obey these, I'll be fine.
而且并且说啊，我只要遵行了这么两条，我就可以了，我就没事了。
You are still doomed eternally.
那么你在永恒中是要注定灭亡的。
That is the cursed life.
那就是一个被咒诅的生命。
It is opposite to the blessed life, which is to have faith in Jesus Christ alone.
与此形成鲜明对比的就是完全信靠主耶稣的那样一个蒙祝福的生命。
So in a way, Paul was asking the Galatians to think about it.
所以呢，保罗也是要求这些加拉太的信徒们好好的思想这个问题。
Okay, if you want that commitment to the law for your acceptance by God,
如果你想要遵行律法来得到神的接纳
，if you really, really, really believe that that is the way,
如果你真真实实的、实实在在的相信那是唯一的一个方式
，then know also that you have to keep every single law as written in the book of the law.
那么你就要知道，你们必须遵行律法书上所写的每一条律法。
Because the law demands you to do that.
因为律法就是这样要求的。
In fact, to make the commitment to the law as the grounds of salvation is to be in disobedience to God.
而事实上，你靠着遵行律法来获得救恩，这个本身是对神的一种悖逆。
Because Apostle Paul tells us that the law itself tells us God has set up faith.As the condition of salvation,
因为在律法书上就清楚地说了，神是设定了因信称义作为我们的救恩。
And so for any person who says I'm a God-fearer and I'm going to make something out of the law, that is disobedience.
所以对一个人说，如果一个人说啊，我是一个敬畏神的人，我要挑那么律法的几条来选择性的遵行，这个本身就不是在顺服神。
Is disobedience because we are not abiding by what God Himself is saying?
因为我们这样做的时候，就没有在遵行神所给我们设定的。
Apostle Paul was reminding the Galatians that even when the Jews received the law,
保罗就提醒这些加拉太的信徒，所有的犹太人他们也接受了律法。
It was their faith in God and not their works of the law that made them acceptable by God in the first place.
而最起初，这些犹太人也是因着信心，而不是因着遵行律法得到神的接纳。
Even the Jews themselves were saying that this law is important. They should know that it is by faith, not by works.
就是即使犹太人说哦，所有的律法非常重要，但他们也知道靠的是信心，才得到神的接纳。
Because they have to obey the law before they were rescued out of Egypt.
因为他们是在从被神从埃及拯救出来之后才拿到了律法。
Indeed, the law came after the rescue from Egypt.
是的，就是他们离开埃及之后，他们神才给他们颁布律法。
They had faith in God to rescue them, and they were delivered out of Egypt.
就是他们相信神会拯救他们，所以神就把他们从埃及领出来。
And then they were given the law.
在这之后，他们才得到了律法。
So before we even think to rely on our commitments to the law as our justification,
所以我们如果想要靠着遵行律法来获得救恩
Know that the God whose acceptance that we are so desiring.
我们必须知道神，我们所渴慕的神对我们的接纳。
He did not give the works of the law as the basis of our righteousness.
他并没有以这个遵行律法作为我们称义的这种标准。
Even in obeying the law, it is out of faith in God.
即使是遵行律法，这也是出于对神的信心。
It has always been faith.
从头到至终一直是靠着信心，人才可以得救。
So make no mistake.
所以不要犯这样的错误。
It is right for God's people to obey God's law.
神的子民应该遵行神的律法，这个本身是对的。
Let us not walk out today and say, okay, let's not obey God's law.
所以我们不要说是今天离开以后就可以说啊，我们没有必要遵行神的律法了。
That would be another fatal mistake.
那将是另外一个致命的错误。
It is right for God's people to obey God's law.
神的子民要遵行神的律法，这是对的。
But if we think that the obedience to God's law is what makes us acceptable to God,
但是如果我们认为遵行神的律法使得我们可以被神接纳，
then the way that Paul tells us is that we have made a cursed mistake.
那么就是保罗所说的，我们就是犯了一个招致诅咒的这样的一个错误。
Cursed because we will not be justified before God.
之所以说是被咒诅，就是说因为靠着这个，我们不能被神真正的接纳。
Since God had never made the works of the law the basis for our salvation.
因为神从来没有认为接受遵行律法是我们得到救恩的基础。
And it is a curse because it is not a blessing.
这个不是神的祝福，这是一个咒诅。
Apostle Paul tells us that there is a blessing. Apostle Paul tells us that there is a blessing.
使徒保罗告诉我们，有这样的祝福。
And this blessing is the faith in Jesus Christ for life.
而这个祝福就是说，因着耶稣基督得到生命。
Telling us that Scripture has told us that the righteous will live by faith.
在经文中已经说过，义人必因信得生。
So it's good that we are obedient to God's law for the maturation of our life in God.
所以我们遵行神的律法是好的，我们的生命可以因此而长大成熟。
In fact, to do that is to listen to what Jesus has told us.
要想遵行律法，我们就必须要听从耶稣所告诉我们的。
That the law and the prophets hang on the commandments.
所有的律法都是这都是神的一些诫命。
And to love God and to love the neighbor as ourselves.
比方说我们要爱神，我们要爱人如己。
It's to understand that the psalmist wasn't crazy when he was saying, open my eyes to the wonders of your law.
所以这个诗人说，开我的眼睛，让我看到你律法的奇妙，这个是很确切的。
Desiring to live by God's way because we already are God's people, that is good.
因为我们已经是神的人了，所以我们希望按神给我们的方式来生活，这个是对的。
But if we are using obedience to God as a way to say, okay, God, now you can accept me, that is problematic.
但是如果我们说，哦，因为我已经遵行了你的律法，那么神啊，你应该来祝福我，来接纳我，这个就是有问题的。
Because our faith is to say, God, you're accepting me because of the righteousness of my Christ.
因为我们对神应当说的是，神啊，你接纳我，因为我的救主耶稣做了这些。
As we were singing in Christ Alone earlier,
前面我们唱了这个在基督里这首歌。
There was a moment of reflection in my mind.
我的心里边有一些反思。
To think that by what is the basis for me coming up here to preach about righteousness?
我就在想，我有什么资格站在这里来和大家讲什么是正直的，什么是义人呢？
Because in the same way that King David wrote that my sins are ever before me.
就像大卫王所写的，我的罪恶在我之前就已经存在了。
So by what courage can I come and tell you that righteousness?
所以我有什么资格来这里和大家讲什么是义？
And the answer is in Christ alone.
答案就是说在耶稣基督里。
It's not because I'm sinless,
并不是说我是没有罪的。
But that our Christ is righteous.
而是因着我们的主耶稣是圣洁的。
And it is by him that we are accepted by God.
是因着耶稣基督我们得以被神接受。
It's wonderful to continue to grow in righteousness.
所以在耶稣基督里我们不断地在义上长进，这是非常美好的。
But again, that is not why God accepts us as His sons and daughters. That is not why God accepts us as His sons and daughters.
但是不是因着我们做了什么，神接受我们成为他的儿女。
And so to rely on the works of the law is a curse, because this wrong reliance leads to a fatal destiny of separation from God.
所以如果我们靠着行律法才能够被神接纳，这是一个被咒诅的生命，它会导致我们与神的隔绝。
And Apostle Paul tells us that the law tells you do this, don't do that. It's all is about doing.
保罗告诉我们，所谓的律法就是告诉你要做这个，不要做那个，它都是告诉我们如何做。
But our acceptance by God is not by doing, but by trusting, by committing to Christ.
而神告诉我们，我们被他接纳，不是因为我们做什么，而是因为我们接受耶稣基督，是因为我们的信，因为我们的委身。
If we rely on the works of the law,
如果我们仅仅是靠着律法的那些教条
，then we would be saying, no.We'll be saying that, oh, it's because I kept up with God's commandments.
我们就会说好，是因着我们遵循了律法。
Then the basis of our living is no longer Jesus came for me, Jesus died for me, Jesus rose from the dead for me.
那么我们得救的凭据就不是因着耶稣来了，耶稣为我们死，而且耶稣又复活。
It's a very drastic shift in focus.
这就使得我们的这个着重点有一个截然的不同。
And again, to rely on the law is for acceptance by God is an irony.
因着律法来得到神的接纳，这本身是一个讽刺的。
Because God's commandments foundationally caused the lawkeeper to have faith in the lawgiver.
因为神的律法其实就是要求这些遵行律法的人要对这个律法的给予者完全的顺服。
To obey the law out of the faith on the lawgiver.
是因着对这个这个给出律法的人的信心，你才能够遵行律法。
And so to rely on the law itself is then to not have faith in the giver of the law.
所以如果你仅仅的是遵行律法，那么你就没有对这个律法的给予者有足够的信心。
So then, let us be wise to live the blessed faith in the Lord.
所以让我们有智慧，让我们真的是活出一个被祝福的生命。
Apostle Paul brings us into the next writing where he is telling us that there are blessings that comes from the faith in Christ.
在下一篇那个保罗就说到了，因着你信靠神，你就得到了祝福。
Especially the blessing of the redemption by Christ.
尤其是这个耶稣所带来的这种我们被赎回的这种祝福
telling us that it is the blessing of not having to pay for the cost of our sins.
这个祝福就是我们没有不再需要为我们的罪付上代价了。
That Christ has done it and finished it on the cross.
耶稣已经为我们做了，在十字架上成就了。
In the same way, he tells the Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以保罗也说，神让那无罪的为我们成为有罪的，让以至于我们就可以在神面前称义。
So there is this blessing of redemption.
所以有这个被救赎的这样的祝福。
Jesus himself has taken up the curse.
耶稣基督为我们承担了那个咒诅。
So why jump right back into the cursed state of having to rely on the works of the law?
你已经得到了这样的祝福，为什么又要跳回去到那个必须遵行律法的那种被咒诅的生命中呢？
And to simply say that, okay, as long as I'm circumcised and as long as I eat kosher, I'll be accepted by God.
有些人说啊，我只要受割礼，我只要吃洁净的食物，我就可以被神所接纳。
Live in the blessing of the redemption because of Christ.
不要靠那个了，要靠着耶稣基督，我们来活在神的祝福之中。
Live also in the blessing of the Spirit through faith.
同时也因着圣灵来生活在祝福中。
That to have the Spirit with us is a blessing.
有圣灵内住，这就是对我们的祝福。
Jesus himself said so.
耶稣基督自己说了。
That tells us that it is good that the Spirit is to come to us.
他说了，圣灵来到我们中间，这是好的。
It is hard to understand because we even for the disciples back then, like, what, Jesus, you say it's better that you leave so that the Spirit can come? What does that even mean?
即使是当时跟随耶稣的门徒，他们都很奇怪，就是说耶稣说啊，最好是我离开，然后让圣灵到你们中间，这样是好的，他们都很奇怪，为什么要这样？
But the coming of the Spirit at least becomes a sign that we now have the God-given new life in Christ.
而这个圣灵的内住呢，其实就是我们有了神的生命的一个标记。
That this answer that we've been trying to figure out all our lives, are we still separated from God? We know because we have the Spirit.
所以我们不再需要每天挣扎，就是自己到底得救没有，因为圣灵的内住就是我们的得救的标志。
He is the seal of our salvation.
这个圣灵就好像我们得到救恩的一个那个印记。
And that is a sign for our very acceptance by God through Jesus Christ.
也是我们因着耶稣基督被神所接纳的一个标志。
And for the Galatians who are so trying hard to become a Jew,
对于这些努力要成为一个犹太人的加拉太的信徒们。
Oh, just by the way, Galatians are not Jews; they are Gentiles, right? That's why they're trying to become a different race.
这些加拉太人本来是外邦人，他们努力要成为一个犹太人。
And they're trying to become a different race because they're told that only then will they be God's people.
是因为有人给他们错误的教导，必须要成为一个犹太人才能够得到神的接纳。
And so Apostle Paul is telling the Galatians that you want the blessing given to Abraham.
所以保罗对他们说，你们想接受那个亚伯拉罕所得到的祝福吗？
You want the blessing that was given to the forefather of the forefathers of the Jews?
你愿意接受这个给了犹太人先祖中的先祖的这样的祝福吗？
This blessing of being accepted by God,
这个被神所接纳的祝福。
Then simply have faith in Jesus Christ.
你要想得到这些祝福，那么很简单，就是在耶稣基督里来信靠他。
Simply have faith in God's will and God's work.
完全的信靠神的工作，神的意，神的旨意。
Because Paul reminded the Galatians in verse 6, So also Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
保罗在这个第六节也说了，亚伯拉罕就是因为信，被神称为义的。
And the righteous will live by faith.
义人并因信得生。
And so we have to understand that the blessing is the blessing of a new life.Of being regarded as righteous in the sight of God.
所以这个祝福呢，就是说你得到一个新生命，被神所接纳。
That our sins are pardoned.
我们的罪全被赦免了。
And that we are also empowered to live the new life in the Spirit.
而且我们也得到了能力，可以靠着圣灵活出我们的新生命。
This is the blessing.
这就是神给我们的祝福。
This is the blessing given to Abraham.
这是赐给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
And this is the blessing given.To the nations through Abraham.
这也是神借着亚伯拉罕施加给万国的祝福。
Because in verses 7-9,
因为在七到九节
we're told that God has already given the promise to Abraham.
我们知道神已经把这个应许给了亚伯拉罕。
That he will bless Abraham.
他将要祝福亚伯拉罕。
And he will bless the nations through Abraham.
他也借着亚伯拉罕使祝福临到万国。
And in talking about Abraham, Paul was very intentional to bring Abraham back from history all the way into the present time.
在这里保罗特别的把亚伯拉罕从历史中一直拉到现在的这个时刻。
Because on the one hand, he's now speaking also to the Jewish Christians who insist that they need, that all Christians need to be circumcised.And to obey kosher laws.
一方面他是对那些犹太人的基督徒说，因为那些人还认为必须要受割礼，必须要吃洁净的食物才可以得救。
He's telling them that let us remember Abraham, our forefather.
他就对这些人说，让我们来纪念亚伯拉罕，他是我们的先祖。
And because the Jews regarded Abraham as the forefather of the forefathers.
因为所有的犹太人是把亚伯拉罕奉为他们的先祖的先祖，就是最起初的那个。
And as we look to Abraham, let us remember that even Abraham was not justified by the works of the law.
所以当我们看亚伯拉罕的时候，我们要记住，亚伯拉罕本人也不是因着遵行律法才得救的。
Abraham never was able to perform the works of the law, in the sense that the law was given hundreds of years later.
神的律法的颁行是在亚伯拉罕之后几百年，亚伯拉罕本人根本还没有律法。
And so it is by his faith in God alone.
所以是紧紧的因着他在对神的信心。
And sure, He listened to the instruction of God.
而很确定的，亚伯拉罕听了神的这个教导。
But still, it is because of his faith in God.
但是仍然他是因着对神的信心才得救。
So, if you want to be in the family of Abraham,
所以你如果想进到亚伯拉罕的这个家庭里边，
if you want to be blessed like Abraham,
你想像亚伯拉罕一样得到神的祝福，
to have this blessing of a new life of righteousness,
想要得到一个这个义的正直的这样的一个新生命，
have faith in God.
那么就对神有信心。
Because Abraham is the man of faith.
因为亚伯拉罕本人就是信心之父。
This is in verse 9.
这是第九节。
Apostle Paul did not write Abraham the man of the works of the law.
保罗没有说亚伯拉罕是一个遵行神律法的人。
Is Abraham the man of faith?
而是说称他为一个有信心的人。
And on the other hand,
另一方面，
he was encouraging the Galatians.
他在勉励这些加拉太人。
That ethnic lines should not define your Christianity.
就是你这个民族的这种血缘关系不能够决定你是否是基督徒。
Because they are as Christian as they would be when they placed their faith in Christ.
就是当他们信靠耶稣基督的时候，他们就是足够的如假包换的真基督徒了。
They are as Christian as they could be.When their faith is placed in Christ.
当他们把信心放在耶稣基督身上，他们就是足够的完全的基督徒。
And what matters is that God will regard them as His righteous people in Christ.
最最重要的就是说，在耶稣基督里，神把他们当作是义人。
So if you Galatians really want to become part of the family of Abraham,
所以加拉太人啊，如果你想成为亚伯拉罕大家庭中的一部分，
then keep faith in God.
那么就在神里边持守你的信心。
Because faith is the marker.
因为信心是一个基督徒的标志。
Not the kosher laws.
不是那些洁净食物的条例。
Not circumcision.
不是割礼。
It is faith that is the marker.
是信心是基督徒的标志。
In verse 7, Apostle Paul writes, "Understand then that those who have faith are children." Of Abraham.
在第七节保罗就说了，那些有信心的人是神的儿女。
That all nations will be blessed through Abraham and Galatians, they are living that promise.
所有的人将要因着亚伯拉罕而得到祝福。加拉太人，你们就是其中的那一部分。
And so for the Jewish Christians,
所以对这些犹太人的基督徒，
they have to also begin toUnderstand that the blessing that's given from God to Abraham is not delineated through ethnic lines.
所以这些犹太人也要明白，就是神给他们的祝福要通过他们给予万国的祝福，不是借着这种民族的这种血脉遗传的。
And whenever one has a high view of the Scripture,
而任何一个对这个圣经有一个高层次理解的
，and one who knows the teaching of the law.
一个人真正的了解了圣经的这种教导的，
then one cannot and must never exclude a person from God's kingdom along any other lines except the person's faith in God.
那么一个人就不能够说是因着信心之外的其他的因素来好像排斥一些人在得救的范围之外。
And just as another disclaimer, this is not for us to go out and now say, oh, you don't have faith, you're not in the family. Oh, you have faith, you're in the family. That's not what we are called to do.
但是呢，我们也不能说啊，你这个人有信心哈，所以你是神的大家庭的，而另外一个人没有信心，那么你就被排除在外的，这也不是神教导我们要做的。
The statement that is written here is for us to remember that faith is the marker.
所有的这些教导是让我们抓住一个标准，就是说信心是唯一的基督徒的标准。
And it's to remind us or is to caution us to be very careful when we are talking about Christianity.
这也是让我们谈论基督教的时候，让我们要非常小心的一件事。
That the focus and the foundation is Christ Himself.
就是这个关注点，这个根基是耶稣基督自己。
Let us read verse 8 together.
让我们一起来读第八节。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham.All nations will be blessed through you.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕， 说万国都必因你得福。
So a Jewish Christian cannot perform an exclusion to a Gentile.
所以一个犹太人不能够说是排斥一个外邦人。
And a Gentile Christian cannot exclude himself or herself based on ethnic markers.
而一个外邦人也不能够因着这种民族的这种标记来把自己排除在外。
And if it's not ethnic markers, it could be economic markers.
如果不是说民族的一个标记，还可能是一个什么经济上的标志
，or a nationality marker，
或者是一个国家
，so on and so forth，
还有很多其他的。
Because to do such kind of exclusion would be foolishness。
因为你因着这些原因来排斥一个人，不把他当做基督徒，这是很愚昧的。
It is foolish to want to return back to a cursed reliance on the works of the law。
一个人想要回归到那个被咒诅的依靠着律法来称义的这种境界，也是很悲惨的。
To hold the belief that Christ's crucifixion was insufficient, that is foolishness.
如果认为耶稣基督为我们在十字架上死不足以成为我们得救的证据，这也是很愚昧的。
To forget that God was at work in our lives, in the lives of the Galatians, in very tangible ways, even before they were taught the law, that is foolishness.
而他们忘记了最起初神在他们中间所动的那些功，那些可以都几乎可以触摸得到的那些证据，你把这些都忘记也是非常愚昧的。
Which is why Paul was so unsettled by the Galatians' turn toward the reliance on the works of the law.
这就是为什么保罗看到加拉太人又要回归到靠割礼靠行律法来称义，他是非常非常焦虑不安，非常被非常难过的。
And if we go back into the text and see the first five verses, you can sense why Paul was so unsettled.
如果我们回过头来看那个头五节的话，我们就可以体会到为什么保罗是那样的忧虑，那样的严厉的来说这件事。
He really could not understand why Galatians would pick the path of foolishness.
他就保罗就很奇怪，为什么加拉太人会宁可选择这样一个愚昧的道路
？Especially because they have known the gospel.
尤其是他们已经知道了福音。
They have known the crucified Christ.
他们已经知道了钉十字架的耶稣。
And they have received the Holy Spirit.
而且他们也已经接受了圣灵。
They knew that from all this, they need not to be circumcised or to eat kosher to be accepted by God.
因为他们所接受的教导，他们应该知道，他们得救不是靠着行割礼，不是靠着去吃那些洁净的食物。
Paul reminded them that you have experienced miracles.
保罗提醒他们，你们都已经经历过神迹。
And this was before the reliance on the works of the law was taught to you.
而这些神迹的经历是在这些假教导被传给你们之前。
Count your blessings. Do not forget that.
数算你们的恩典，不要忘记这一切。
That it is faith at work, not this reliance on the law that is at work.
是因着信心，而不是因着这些律法。你们才得救的。
Two times Paul reminded the Galatians, "It is by believing what you heard."
保罗重复了两次，就是说因着你们信了你们所听见的。
It is by believing what you heard.
是因着你们相信了你们所听到的。
That this is always a spiritual matter. It is about the works of God and His definitions.
这些全是神所教导给你们的，神对这个得救已经有了明确的定义。
This is not a matter of the flesh. It's not a matter of the works of the law or our own self-definitions.
这不是关于说我们自己的定义，或者是说一些，靠着律法等等，就是你自己创造出来的。
So God has already said Christ, period.
神已经说了，得救就是耶稣，然后是句号。
Don't go in and turn the period in a comma and then add circumcision, add kosher laws, add whatever you want.
不要去那儿把那个句号改成逗号，然后又要加上割礼，加上吃洁净的食物，加上其他很多东西。
Paul says, "Are you so foolish? After beginning by the means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?"
所以保罗就指责他们说，难道你们要把以前因着信心得到的祝福又转为一个靠着律法得到的诅咒吗？
And so we are little Christ.
所以我们是小基督。
We are called to live the blessed life in Christ alone.
我们被呼召出来过一个靠着耶稣基督的被祝福的生命。
Will we live as the wise in the blessed life in Christ alone, or will we be fools living out a curse?
我们是要做智慧人，过一个被祝福的生命呢，还是要做一个愚昧人，过那个被咒诅的生命？
Are we little Christ who seek to always be Christ committed in all aspects of our lives?
我们是不是一个小基督，在我们生命的任何一个方面，我们过一个以神为中心的生活？
Again, this commitment is not only for the redemption of our sins.
就是再说一次，我们得到的这些恩典不仅仅是把我们从罪中、从地狱中救赎出来。
This commitment doesn't end with the deliverance from death and hell.
这个尾声不仅仅是把我们从这个死亡和地狱中解救出来。
But that there is the transformation of our person.
更多的是我们人的一个更新。
Transformation into the likeness of Christ.
我们更新的生命越来越像我们的主耶稣。
Tasting and increasing measures the sweetness of life in heaven.
我们越来越多的提前尝到在天堂中的那种生活的甘甜。
That our bodies have been unshackled from sin.
我们的罪，我们人被从罪里边救赎出来。
We are now free to do the good works that God has for us to do.
我们现在就可以自由的来做行来做神让我们做的善事。
That day by day, month after month, year in and year out.
一天一天的，一个月一个月的，一年一年的过去。
We ask for the Spirit to empower us to live out the true gospel of Christ.
我们恳求圣灵帮助我们活出我们基督徒那个丰盛的生命来。
To live in the assurance of the true gospel.
我们也活在一个有福的这种确据当中。
And so as we learn to mature as little Christ,
所以我们作为一个小基督，我们来学习慢慢成熟的时候。
There are many considerations we have to make as to what it means for our life, all of it, to be committed to Christ.
我们要问自己很多问题，就是说我们怎么样的生命是完全以神为中心的生命。
And the first, I'll name two.
我来举两个例子。
One would be the obedience to the law.
第一就是说对神的顺服。
Do we seek to obey God's word because we love God and His holiness, and that we see God's word as lovely?
我们顺服神是因为我们认为神是圣洁的，是美善的，我们愿意去来顺服他呢？
Or do we obey because in actuality we regard obedience as either our badge of honor or our voucher of acceptance?
还是说我们顺服神是因为我们认为这是我们的一个民族性，我们把顺服神当作我们一个荣誉，当作一个我们被神所接纳的一个功绩。
If it's to say it's our badge of honor, then we are self-directing.
如果我们认为顺服神是我们的一个荣耀的标记的话呢，我们这样就错了。
If a voucher of acceptance, then we have rejected Christ.
如果我们认为我们顺服神就是我们可以被神所接纳的那么一个许可卷的话，也是错误的。
Do we understand that the growth and maturation in intimacy with God, in obedience to God's word, that is good?
我们来顺服神，我们和神有亲密的关系，这都是很好的。
But it becomes a means of our accreditation that is curse.
如果我们把这些当作是我们的功劳的话，这就成为我们的咒诅。
And what could it mean, even more specifically, in terms of obedience to the law?
如果我们想更确切地了解什么是对神的顺服。
Well, summer has arrived.
夏天马上要到了。
And again, I have been given the task of speaking about the dress code.
我领受了这个任务，要和大家说一说这个如何着装。
And this dress code has been put forth by the church leadership.
是教会的领袖们就是设立了这些着装的标准。
It is on our website.
在我们的网址上。
It is a document that has been put out by the church leadership.
这是一个正规的文件。
And again, let us not think about this as, oh, it's a youth issue, it has nothing to do with me.
我们不要说啊，这只是 和年轻人有关的，和我没有任何关系。
Because there are adults who are equally at fault.
因为有的时候有些成年人也着装不雅。
And let us not think that this is just a girl issue.
也不要认为这仅仅是女性的问题。
Because there are many brothers who are also culpable.
因为有很多弟兄穿的也很不妥。
So summer has arrived.
所以夏天来了。
The church leadership has put out a dress code.
教会的领袖们给了大家一个着装的标准。
Do we see that as a means of control an infringement on our, you know, personal rights?
我们会把这个当作是好像侵犯我们自由选择的一种干涉吗？
Or do we say, oh, it's only if I obey the dress code, then I'll be acceptable by it in the eyes of God?
或者我们会想、哦、我必须要遵循这些着装标准我才可以被神接纳。
Or do we say that, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're Chinese, so I got to respect the authority.
或者我们会想、哦、我们是中国人我们必须尊敬这些长辈尊敬权威。
Or that we're going to approach the dress code in a sense of understanding that we are little Christ.
或者是我们看自己是小基督我们来重新审视这个、着装标准。
And that we are already Christ followers.
我们已经是耶稣基督的跟随者。
And therefore we desire to dress ourselves in a manner fitting of the sons and daughters of God.
所以我们的着装希望是能够和神的子女这样的一个身份相配。
You'll find that in the dress code put out by the church leadership, it is not to say, okay, you can only buy from this store and you can only wear it this way. They are big principles as guidance.
因为这个着装标准并不是说、啊、你必须得买这个商店的衣服或者你必须这样的穿着。它只是给你一个大的一个笼统的标准。
Because the desire from the church leadership is always for the code to be a call to maturation in faith.
其实教会提出这个着装标准是希望我们在这个，也是就是希望我们有一个生命的成熟。
And it took me a very long time to realize this for myself.
对我来说，我也是花了很多时间才认识到这一点。
Because I remember the days where I would like just go all fancy and like, oh, look at how I'm dressing. And that was terrible.Really terrible.
因为以前我曾经穿得很衣冠楚楚，然后好像是在吸引
花枝招展，
花枝招展，好像是在吸引大家的注意，这样其实不好。
好，可能也是衣冠楚楚啊，两个都有啊，那更惨。Okay. But that it took me a long time to become conscious that the Spirit is my ultimate stylist.
让我花了很长时间我才最终认识到这个我的基督徒的身份才是最重要的。
And that the Holy Spirit is my stylist.
而这个圣灵就是我的这个 stylist,、这个
造型师。Because whether it's at the mall or when I'm standing in front of my wardrobe,
无论我是在 mall, 在那个这个商场里边还是在我的衣橱之前
it is the Spirit.Who will be my stylist?
圣灵才是我那个最重要的造型师。
And so Apostle Paul was never against the spiritual growth that comes from the obedience to God's word.
所以保罗不是在反对我们因着圣灵的带领我们来遵行所有的律法。
But he warns against any kind of obedience that makes Christ die for nothing.
他是在警告我们不要靠这些东西。好像才能够得救，这样就把耶稣在十字架上的死当作是徒然。
So one consideration is the obedience to law.
所以一方面的考虑就是说我们要遵行律法。
Another consideration we can have is what is our conviction on the blessed life?
另外一个考虑就是说什么是一个我们认罪，然后我们得到这个被祝福的生命。
Do we actually see that the blessed life is the one in Christ alone?
我们确实是认为受祝福的生命仅仅在耶稣基督里就足够吗？
And growing in courage to say that you can have all this world, give me Jesus. This is a lyric.
我们好像是就是我们给我们所有的这个世界，然后再给我们耶稣。
Do we functionally see that the blessing of life is to be given the Spirit?
我们是不是认为生命的祝福是借着耶稣基督来的？
To be given the Spirit.
只是因为我们得到了圣灵。
Because by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
因为根据我们的信心，我们得到了这个生命。
And so we have to make the assessments to find out if there are other actual blessings in operation in our lives that serves as the direction for our lives.
所以我们就是要看我们。
I could, no, my fault. We need to make.Assessment of this.
我们必须来评估这一点。
To see if there are other blessings that are the actual directives for our lives.
我们是不是要看这个我们生命的这种取向是不是带来更多的祝福？
是不是有其他的祝福才是我们生命中真正的驱动的导向？Something along those lines. So, for example,
举一个例子。
What is the blessed spouse?
你的配偶带来的祝福是什么？
Who should that spouse be?
那个配偶应该是谁?
And what are we telling our children, and what will our children tell our children?
我们将告诉我们的子女什么? 我们的子女要告诉他们的孩子什么?
Because oftentimes we will hear this, that the blessed spouse is defined not in Christian terms, but in cultural or racial terms.
因为很多时候我们听到父母对孩子的一些教导不是关于这种基督徒的这种标准而是一些很多民族的很多国家的这种
And I'm going to say it, and I think we will cringe, but I'm going to say it anyway.
我想我说出来这句话大家都会很不舒服但是我还是要说
Black is bad, Chinese is best.
黑人不好,中国人最好。
And this is not something out of imagination, this is something that is in real life.
这个不是我想象出来的,而是生活中真实发生的。
That this is our sense of what it means to have a real blessing.
很多时候我们真的是这样想,认为这样才是真正的祝福。
And we have not really thought that Jesus told us God so loved the world.
而我们忘记了耶稣曾经说过,神爱世人,爱所有的人。
And so we are not teaching one another, and we're not teaching the next generation to say that the spouse is one who is God-fearing, who is Christ-pursuing, who is church-serving. I'll repeat that again so that the translation will go on. And this is regardless of skin tone or your culture.
所以在这里,他是想说, 一个真正的祝福,就是说你的配偶是一个敬畏神的人,他是愿意全心全意来服侍神的人, 而和他的肤色,和他的国籍,和他的民族根本没有关系。
So what are we telling one another? What are we telling our children, our neighbors, that what the true blessing in life?
所以我们的教导,我们告诉我们的孩子,我们告诉我们的朋友们,是不是合神的心意?
Have we defined blessing along financial and achievement lines?
我们在这个经济方面,我们怎么来定义神的祝福?
I can tell you that in the youth group, this is a real struggle.
我可以告诉大家,在年轻人当中,这真的是一个挣扎。
Because sometimes it is as if we sense that Christ is good.
因为有的时候我们会说,耶稣是很好的。
But it's better if we add on this school and this company.
但是有的时候我们要加一些条件,如果耶稣让我去这个学校,让我去那个公司,就更好了。
Who's going to pay for your big car, your house? Jesus?
谁为你的大房子,为你的好车来付钱呢? 是耶稣吗?
And sometimes in crave is, okay, church is good.
有的时候我们会说,来教会很好。
Fellowship is sweet.
与大家这个交流也非常甜美。
But all of that can be missed for the sake of a better GPA, for a better resume.
但是呢,为了得到一个更好的成绩,为了我们一个更漂亮的简历,这些好像都可以牺牲。
This is a real struggle.
这是一个真实的挣扎。
And I fear that again, this goes out to the parents.
而且很多时候这个情形也影响到父母。
Are we demonstrating that Christ alone is enough?
我们是不是展现出来给大家看,就是说耶稣基督就足够了。
I'm not saying that if the parents demonstrate that Christ is alone, the children will grow up all fine. That's not what I'm saying.
我并不是说只要父母们对孩子们教导说有耶稣基督就足够了，你这样说了以后，孩子就会很好。But
as a responsibility of a parent,
但是作为一个父母有责任感。Are
we demonstrating that Christ is enough for our children?
我们作为父母是不是展示给孩子，用我们的真实的言行表达出来，有耶稣在我们生命中就足够了。Whether
they respond positively or negatively, that is their responsibility.
不管孩子们的反应是正面的还是负面的,那是他们的责任。
But for parents, we have to say that no, Jesus said seek first the kingdom of God. Look at the flowers of the field. As parents, we need to tell our children that seek first the kingdom of God.
而作为父母对孩子的教导应该是说先求他的国,他的义。
I'm okay with you getting a 3.8.
如果你GPA得到了3.8分,可以的。
I am not okay with you just skipping out on Christian sweetness.
而如果就是哪怕你的成绩差一点,是可以的,但是我不能够允许你就是不参加教会的活动来拒绝这个耶稣基督里这种团契的甘甜。
Again, we need to demonstrate for our children and our young people, we need to demonstrate to our colleagues, our friends at school that church and fellowship is heaven on earth.
而所以对于所有的年轻人来说，你们也有责任向你们的同学、向你们的朋友们来展示出来，在耶稣里边，我们在这个教会的甘甜，就是，在人间初尝天堂的滋味。
Church is thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
我们的教会就是他的国降临，他的旨意行在地上。
So Apostle Paul would not stop a Christian from desiring the blessings that will come from God.
保罗并不是让基督徒们不可以去想要得到神给我们的那些物质的祝福。
But if those blessings become primary and Christ alone becomes tertiary, Paul will speak out.
但是如果你把神给我们那些物质的祝福当作是最重要的，而把神把耶稣基督当作是次要的，保罗就会要来指责他们。
So may we not be foolish but wise in our faith in Jesus.
愿我们在我们的信仰上，我们不要做愚昧的人，我们要做智慧的人。
Knowing more and more that it is sweet to trust in Jesus.
越来越多地体会到信靠神是多么甜美。
Not only for the deliverance from sin and death.
不仅仅是把我们从罪恶、从地狱中救赎出来。
But also the eternal life of knowing Him as our friend and brother, Savior and King.
而更多的是我们在永生里边与神同在，知道他是我们的救主，他是我们的弟兄，他是我们的一切的安慰。
As we come before the Lord's table,
让我们当我们来到主餐主的圣餐前
，and to continue our holy communion with Christ,
让我们来继续与神的这样一个亲密的相交。
If we know we have been foolish,
如果我们知道我们曾经是那个愚昧的人
，let us confidently ask for forgiveness and restoration in the name of Jesus.
让我们充满信心地求神的赦免，求他来重建我们。
Let us not be afraid to be specific on how we have been foolish.
让我们不要担心，我们可以在我们如何愚昧这上面来真实地暴露自己。
And if we have been faithful,
如果我们是充满信心的
，We thank God.
我们为此来感谢神。
And let us also humbly ask for the sustenance in the Spirit.
让我们来继续地求神不断地供养我们
so that we'll continue to live by our faith in Jesus.
所以我们能够更多地靠着耶稣在信心上成长
Let us now have some time of quiet meditation.
让我们来一起有一些静默思想的时间
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父
we thank you for your Son.
我们谢谢你赐下爱子
we thank you for the redemption and the life found in Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢耶稣带给我们的祝福，带给我们的救赎，带给我们的新生命
we thank you that it is in Christ alone.
我们谢谢你，唯独在基督里
as we eat of this bread and drink of the cup,
让我们领这个饼杯
may we do so.
愿我们这样做
In remembrance of the love of our Lord,
能够纪念耶稣对我们的爱
Teach us to love Him as the love of our lives,
教导我们来学习如何爱人
Pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们靠着耶稣基督的名来祷告
Amen.
Amen.
If I could ask the helpers to please come forward.
请这个同工到前面来
The Holy Communion is set up for Christians only.
圣餐是为基督徒所预备的。
So you're not a follower of Christ.
如果你还不是耶稣基督的跟随者。
We pray and hope that one day you'll come to know the Christ who loved you with all of his life.
我们祷告有一天你会认识神。
But for now, please allow the trays to pass from before you.
但是现在就请您把这个饼这个盘子就传过去。
And for all the little Christs,
对于所有的小基督们
let us come before our Lord.
让我们来到我们的神面前
and continue in quiet meditation and ponder the love and grace that has been shown to us.
让我们来一起思想神所给我们的爱，给我们的恩典。Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, let us now stand.
弟兄姐妹们，请起立。
Let's remember that this is the body of Christ broken for us.
让我们纪念这是神耶稣的身体为我们所破碎。
And that the cup is the new covenant in His blood.
而这个杯是他的血为我们立的新约。
Done so for us.
我们这样做。
Let us eat of the bread and drink of the cup in remembrance of our Lord Jesus.
让我们来领受这个饼和杯，纪念我们的主。
Oh, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
信靠主耶稣是何等的甜美。
To rest upon His promise.
在他的应许之中，我们可以安息。
And Lord, you are going to come.
神啊，你将要再来。
And that you will be king.
你将是君王。
And all righteousness will be on display.
你的公义将要彰显。
We thank you for bringing us into your kingdom.
我们谢谢你把我们带入到你的国度。
We ask that you will teach us to love you.
我们请你来教导我们如何的爱你。
That we will love one another.
我们如此来彼此相爱。
Just as you have loved us.
正如你爱了我们。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们靠耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。